Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. You know, we've been doing daily confessions. Today's sixth day of the new year. And I've tried to have teachings that went with it, but today I just felt a different direction. But I want to give you this confession for January 6th because it helps fundamentally deal with things that need to be dealt with. Heavenly Father, I'm calling out, exposing, and cursing these 12 sin tactics of the enemy. In the strong name of Jesus, I bind sin, fear, debt, sickness, lack, greed, addictions, anger, hurt, depression, sexual sin, and hopelessness. By the authority of the word and through the blood of Jesus, we're binding these dirty dozen sins out of the scripture confession says my life, our lives, in the environment in which I live and operate. Lord, I rejoice because your desire for me is for freedom. For whom the sun sets free is free indeed. I rejoice because you're with me. I rejoice because you'll never leave me nor forsake me. I rejoice I will not fear anything or anyone because you're on my side. I call this done in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We also encourage you to read Romans 8:31-32, Mark 10:45, Deuteronomy 31:6, and Hebrews 3:13-5. Today's teaching is entitled, Seven Keys to Aim Your Seed at Your Knee. A seed is a supernatural blessing.
In Genesis 1:11, Classic Amplified, it says, and God said, let the earth put forth tender vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees yielding fruit, whose seed is in itself, each according to its kind upon the earth, and it was so.
Every seed carries a specific genetic instruction on what it is to produce. We don't have to tell a watermelon seed to produce watermelons because that invisible instruction is hard-coded in each seed. Everyone knows that apple seeds bring forth an apple harvest, and peach seeds bring forth a harvest of peaches. Seeds produce a harvest after their own kind. It's always been this way, and it'll never change. The seed you plant always determines the kind of harvest you will reap. We cannot stress this point too strongly. It's not the kind of harvest you need that determines the kind of harvest you receive. It's the kind of seed you plant. Don't fool yourself.
In Luke 6:38, it says, give and it, in other words, that which you have given, shall be given unto you. Notice the word it in this verse, because it's a powerful it. Let me paraphrase verse 38 to show you how big this word really is. Give apples and it, meaning apples, will be given to you. Give clothing and it, clothing, will be given to you. Give money and it, money, will be given to you. We can read this verse, verse 38, this way. Give money, and it money will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men pour money into your bosom. For with the same measure that you give money, it, the money, will be given back to you.
That's a great verse to personalize.
It's true.
Give money, and it money will be given unto James. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men pour money into his bosom. For with the same measure that James gives money, it, money, will be given back to him. We don't need to fool ourselves if we expect a financial harvest from God. We must plant some money seeds into the work of God.
In Galatians 6:7, powerful, in Galatians 6:7, there is a part in the Classic Amplified that says, for whatever a man sows, that and that only is what he will reap.
Honey, that's another great verse to personalize. For whatever Janice sows, that and that only is what she'll reap.
You know, the kind of seed that you plant is the kind of seed you will reap. So let's look at this a little more specifically. By looking at specific seeds sown by King David in the midst of a crisis, you know, he planted this when nothing else seemed to work. In 2 Samuel 24, verse 25, Classic Amplified. It says, David built there an altar to the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. So the Lord heeded the prayers for the land, and Israel's plague was stayed. He was in a tough spot.
Yes, he was. Let's look at several keys to this. First, David made a deliberate decision, turn to God before making his request.
Second, when David built his altar, he had a specific purpose in mind.
Third, his seed, his prayer, his offering brought the desired result.
And fourth, David's specific offering solved a problem when nothing else would. David aimed his seed to meet a specific need.
Now let's consider the specific seed of deliverance that Job sowed for his friends in Job 42:10, the Amplified Bible. It says, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job and restored his fortunes when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. First, turn things around. Things turned around for Job when he offered a specific seed.
Second, Job's seed was a prayer of deliverance for his friends.
Third, God gave Job twice as much as he had before the enemy's attacks on his family and fortune.
In other words, his deliverance came.
That's it.
Fourth, Job aimed his seed at the specific need, the deliverance.
Fifth, Job's specific seed not only brought a return from God, but he was also blessed by the people that he prayed for.
Think of that. In Job 42:11, Classic Amplified, Job 42:11 says, every man also gave him a piece of money, and every man an earring of gold. Next, in Isaiah 55, verses 10 and 11, we discover how the seeds we send out bring a harvest. These two verses say, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
And from those passage of scripture, first, when we sow a seed, we need to do so with specific instructions.
Second, when we send out the word, which is the seed, the word of God, it will not return to us void because it's God's word.
Third, a money seed has the potential as a word when it comes to sowing.
Fourth, our seed, our word, will not return to us void.
Fifth, Isaiah 55:11 says, the seed you send out shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. Send your seed with instructions.
With the word of God. Sixth, pray the word and pray over your seed. Pray the word over your seed.
Seventh, name your seed for whatever purpose you intended. Your seed will only obey because it has supernatural abilities in its financial DNA.
Hallelujah. Okay, next let's look at the precious specific seed sowed by the widow of Zarephath. In 1 Kings 17, verses 9 through 14, Classic Amplified, this is what it says. 1 Kings 17, starting with verse 9. God says, arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her, bring me a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. And she said, as the Lord your God liveth, I have not a loaf baked, but only a handful of meal in a jar and a little oil in the bottle. See, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and bake it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. Elijah said to her, "Fear not, go and do as you have said, but make me a little cake of it first and bring it to me, and afterward prepare some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, the jar of meal shall not waste away, or the bottle of oil fail until the day that the Lord sends rain on the earth."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah for that.
From those scriptures, first, God commanded the widow to provide for the prophet. The New Living Translation says God instructed the woman to provide for the prophet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, commanded, really. Second, the prophet gave the widow a specific instruction about what she was to sow. Bring me a morsel of cake, bread in your hand.
Third, the widow understood and shared the severity of her situation with the prophet. In sowing seeds, you don't ignore your problem, but you always focus on the solution.
Fourth, when sowing specific seeds, take authority over fear. Elijah said, "Fear not, go and do as you have said."
Fifth, the prophet told her to make his cake, bread first. Then she can make what was left for her son, for her and her son. In aiming your seed, you must not base it. Oh, here it comes. In aiming our seed, we must not base the amount of the seed on what we have, but rather what God instructs us to give.
And six, the widow woman was producing a mega harvest of meal and oil.
Seventh, the widow received a perpetual harvest until the rains came again. Which leads us to the last point, the seven keys for aiming our seed at whatever our specific need is.
Mm-hmm.
First, talk with God about the specific purpose for your seed.
Second, what do you believe God will accomplish through your seed?
Third, is the purpose of your seed in line with the Word of God?
Fourth, speak out loud to your seed. Command it to go where you want it to go and do what you need it to do.
Fifth, continue confessing the word over your seed.
Sixth, recognize that aiming your seed can help you release your faith for miracle manifestation in your life.
Seventh, continually look to God as your source.
Hallelujah.
Aiming your seed will energize your faith, releasing an expectation for supernatural results and manifestation.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah is right. Make sure you're doing the confessions, and truthfully, you can go be, it's not just the first 7 days, but you could just repeat them again the next 7 days. But we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Go to haroldherring.com if you've been blessed by the teaching. At the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.